local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Happy President's Day. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you for the next 47 minutes here in hour number one, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world on this February 19th, 2024. As always, your listening is appreciated and your interaction as well. And the text line is open, 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-2626-111. Getting started right away with today's top three stories. Number one, in Minnesota today, two police officers and a paramedic dead after being shot while responding to a domestic abuse call. This happened early yesterday. Police say the suspect had several guns and fired from multiple points in a home while his seven children were inside. According to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, local law enforcement sources confirmed that the suspected gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. President Biden says Republicans are walking away from America's obligations overseas. He spoke to reporters on the White House lawn. Biden said it was shocking that House Republicans are walking away from the threat of Russia and obligations to NATO. This comes as the House is taking a two-week break without bringing legislation providing military aid to Ukraine and Israel to the floor for a vote. And the International Court of Justice in The Hague is opening hearings on the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories today. They're part of a Palestinian effort to get the international community to examine Israel's conduct as Israel continues its war in Gaza against Hamas. The judges could take several months to render an opinion, and Israel has ignored opinions about the matter in the past. Those are our top three stories on this Monday. We'll say hello to Austin for the first time this afternoon. Good afternoon, Austin. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was pretty good. How about yours, Joe?
A little melancholy. Didn't really have any football to watch Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, that always cuts deep.
But no, it was fine. It was good. Good time spent with the wife and the little one. As my wife says, I can now resume my fatherly duties on a full-time basis. So
yeah.
She's more happier than I am.
Good.
Yeah. Looking at our roads right now, I would imagine a little quieter given the President's Day holiday.
You are absolutely right. But first, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer to Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Yes, Joe, looking at traffic here, we typically see a lot of issues on North Davis Highway, Pine Forest Road, you know, Gulf Breeze Parkway, issues like that. But it is very smooth sailing right now. We've got some busy intersections here and there. But outside of that, nothing too crazy. If you are dealing with some issues, they should not hold you up for too long.
Chilly weather overnight with lows dropping down into the 30s. Skies all clear, and it will be beautiful and sunny on Tuesday. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the 60s, mainly middle 60s. We'll be closer to 70 a little bit later in the week, and a jump ahead to the weekend shows nice dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. And by the way, we do have a pair of tickets for Pensacon to give away. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour. I believe it would be the last pair of tickets that we have as Pensacon is starting up this Friday. So be listening next hour for a chance to win our last pair of tickets to give away. What's happening here locally in Santa Rosa County to start? The union that represents Santa Rosa County teachers is declaring an impasse over negotiations that have been going on for nearly a year. Union President David Godwin tells South Santa Rosa News that the district is using state-mandated teacher raises against them.
There's two pots of money here. All right, you got the teacher salary increase allocation. That is from Governor DeSantis. Let's put that money to the side because it's free money for the teachers. It does not fit the district's financial condition ratio. It's not negotiable money. That amount is set, and that would fund an average teacher salary increase of about 1.8%.
Godwin says the district isn't differentiating between the two pots of money, and they're trying to pass all of it as their proposal. During their most recent bargaining session, the district held firm at 4.1%, while the union is asking for an average increase of 4.8%. More drama in Milton this afternoon. There appears to be no end to that, but the Florida Bar doesn't want any part of it. You're asking, okay, what does the Florida Bar have to do with it? Well, Mayor Heather Lindsay recently submitted a complaint to the bar alleging that City Attorney Alex Andrade was obstructive and misleading in communication during the effort to hire Scott Collins as city manager last year. Lindsay's also accusing Andrade of re-recruiting Collins and coordinating efforts to hinder contract negotiations. This all, of course, despite the fact that he was ultimately hired by the city. The bar responded to her complaint, saying the allegations were political and outside of their scope in the disciplinary process. And the complaint appeared to be filed on behalf of the city of Milton, although that was never voted on and, to our knowledge, discussed by the Milton City Council. So we can probably expect that to be brought up at a future city council meeting. Also this morning, at around 3 this morning, a fatal crash on the Bob Sykes Bridge after a 26-year-old Navarre man crashed into the toll plaza. FHP says he was driving a Toyota 4Runner, and initially troopers weren't sure whether he had suffered a medical emergency or died in the crash. He was pronounced dead at the scene. So sad story there. Also in Baldwin County, a 17-year-old is now facing attempted murder charges, accused of pushing a 6-year-old girl into a fire. This happened yesterday in Foley. Investigators say the boy who lived at the home pushed the young girl into the fire. She suffered significant burns. The mother also was burned rescuing her from that fire. The 17-year-old is now arrested and charged with attempted murder and assault. The investigation is ongoing. 420, we'll take a break there. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had another installment of Days of Our Milton, the drama over hiring Randy Jorgensen back as interim city manager, and the weird filing by Mayor Heather Lindsay against the law license of Alex Andrade, which they dismissed at the bar, and then which Alex forwarded on to the city council, so we'll see what they do with it. Also, someone who confessed to being a white supremacist at a Senate hearing over monument protection in Tallahassee. Find all those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 425 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. In our last traffic update, there was not much to report on, as Joe said, probably due to just being died down holiday traffic. That appears to still be the case now. Not much going on. So if you are dealing with some issues, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Tonight, the weather again cooling down. Lows will be in the 30s overnight. Skies will be clear. Weather pretty calm. We've got nice weather on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and lots of sunshine. By midweek, we're going to be close to 70, and a look ahead to the weekend shows dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty nice week as far as the skies are concerned. I think really only Thursday night, 30% chance of showers. Other than that, it's pretty clear for the duration of the week and into the weekend as well. So you will not find me complaining about that at all.
Mm-mm.
Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today and this week. Tomorrow is the deadline to register to vote or switch party affiliation for the upcoming presidential primary. It'll be on March 19th this year. And only the Republicans are holding a primary, meaning only registered Republicans will be allowed to cast ballots. There are seven names on the ballot, but of course, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley are the only remaining candidates left. I should say major candidates left in the primary. And March 7th is the deadline to request a vote by mail ballot.
And a bill allowing volunteer chaplains in Florida public schools is advancing in the state legislature. The Senate Appropriations Committee on Education will hold a hearing on Senate Bill 1044 tomorrow morning. Supporters say it would allow chaplains to fill a need at schools that lack mental health counselors. A similar bill has been added to the Florida House's special order calendar for Wednesday.
Yeah, also, kids who are caught carrying a gun could face tougher penalties. The full state house is scheduled to vote on the bill on Wednesday. It would increase the crime for minors from a first-degree misdemeanor to a third-degree felony. This would also extend the amount of time a child could spend in a detention center for each offense.
And near Venice today, a search is ongoing after four men went missing in the Gulf on Saturday.
So today we've had about 13 local law enforcement vessels out searching. The area is up to about 10 miles out. And the U.S. Coast Guard has been searching beyond that. They've been searching out about 80 nautical miles.
Officials say that the boat that the four men were in failed to return on Saturday night.
And national news today. A suspect is now in custody in Colorado related to the death of two students in a university dorm room. The two victims were found shot to death on Friday at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. So far, the suspect has not been identified.
And the widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says that the Kremlin is hiding his body in an effort to cover up his murder. The vocal critic of President Vladimir Putin died last week in a Russian prison. Navalny's spokeswoman said on social media that his body will be released after another 2 weeks. The widow, Yulia Navalnaya, has accused authorities of waiting for traces of poison to leave his body. In the meanwhile, a human rights group says over 400 supporters of Navalny have been arrested since his death. The group OVD Info, which monitors political arrests in Russia, said that since his death, people have been arrested for simply placing flowers at one of his memorials. The group says over 200 arrests have taken place in St. Petersburg alone, with some sentenced to up a week in jail.
Yeah, going from Florida's primary to the next major event on the calendar, it's this Saturday in South Carolina. Both Donald Trump and Nikki Haley are in the Palmetto State this week. Haley is holding a rally in her home state tonight. Trump has a pre-taped town hall airing on Fox News tomorrow night. And so far, Trump is the heavy favorite, polling about 36 points higher.
And a grassroots group is calling for the city of Boston to pay $15 billion in reparations for slavery.
We demand from Mayor Wu full monetary compensation for wages and lost lives through slavery and anti-black institutional oppression.
The Boston People's Reparations Commission said over the weekend that its plan would involve $5 billion in direct cash payments to black Boston residents, $5 billion to invest in new financial institutions, and $5 billion more to address the racial education gap.
Nearly all of California is under a flood watch as another atmospheric river rolls in off the coast.
First responders, so fire and rescue personnel, crews from across state government into communities that could be at risk. So if there are dangers, we can react quickly.
And the state is still saturated from the last powerful system that blew in off the Pacific, dumping record amounts of rain in the area, particularly Southern California.
And investigators are trying to figure out how human remains ended up on a subway track in New York City over the weekend. NYPD says that a human leg was found Saturday along the northbound 4 line in the Bronx. It's not yet clear who the leg belongs to or what happened. Officials did not say if anything else was found with the body part, but the leg is being looked over by the medical examiner.
And in Houston, Joel Osteen's megachurch was back open yesterday, a week after a woman opened fire in the sanctuary. It was Janice Moreno, who was killed by off-duty police officers at Lakewood Church. The pastor, Joel Osteen, billed it as a special service of healing, telling the cheering congregation, "God's got us covered."
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Many Russians are still mourning the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Fox's Benjamin Hall reports.
He was the one man who stood up for democracy in Russia, who said that maybe that country could veer towards change. Many people, though, now fear that perhaps with his death, the chances of that are diminishing as well.
Navalny's widow says Russian leader Vladimir Putin is responsible for his death. The Kremlin says he collapsed and died while on a walk in prison. The Biden administration is pumping the brakes on its electric vehicle push.
The original plan by the EPA was to make 67% of new car sales electric vehicles by 2032. Last year, just over 7% of new car sales were EVs. So they were hoping for a 60% jump in less than a decade. Now, apparently, the administration admits that might be too ambitious.
That's Fox's Hillary Vaughn reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. For the first time in more than two decades, Mexico last year surpassed China as the leading source of goods imported to the United States. This amid growing tensions between Washington and Beijing. Figures released the other day by the U.S. Commerce Department show that the value of goods imported from Mexico rose by nearly 5% from 2022 to 23 to more than $475 billion. At the same time, the value of Chinese imports tumbled 20% to $427 billion. Even with lingering concerns about inflation and interest rates, Americans are feeling better about the overall economy. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment ticked up 0.6 points to 79.6 here in February. The index had soared in both December and January. The survey's director said the fact that sentiment lost no ground this month suggests consumers continue to feel more assured about the economy. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Heating and air conditioning issues are no fun, and as systems get older, they seem to develop more problems. We're beginning the new year with a bang by introducing our Climatech Comfort System that will provide you with complete worry-free HVAC. You can say goodbye to costly repairs, uncomfortable humidity levels, and high energy costs, while at the same time enjoy clean, purified air inside your home. Our Climatech Comfort System has a full 10-year extended warranty that covers any repairs you might need, including all parts and labor. And more importantly, your home will be more comfortable than it's ever been. Want to know more? Give me a call or visit climatechproair.com.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start falling free today at TaxSlayer.com. It was freezing. There was a delay. The vantage point in person or even on TV isn't the best, but the NHL continuously taking their game to big outdoor stadiums always delivers. Devils and Flyers was a good appetizer, and the Rangers' comeback at MetLife Stadium against the Islanders was a great main course. Love him or hate him, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman continues to masterfully schedule outdoor games. I'm Zach Gelb. For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their valuable tools, but to protect their professional reputations. For pros, the WeatherGuard badge makes a statement about what drives them. It says, "Bring it on. Been there. Done that. We've got your back," without saying a word. And the folks at WeatherGuard, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. See what it means to be driven at WeatherGuard.com.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on so far this afternoon. That appears to still be the case. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Tonight, the weather again cooling down. Lows will be in the 30s overnight. Skies will be clear. Weather pretty calm. We've got nice weather on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and lots of sunshine. But midweek, we're going to be close to 70, and a look ahead to the weekend shows dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 4:38 on Pensacola right now, wishing you a happy President's Day. If you're just joining us, a quick recap of today's top three stories. In Minnesota, two police officers and a paramedic died after an apparent ambush while responding to a domestic abuse call early yesterday. The suspect, according to police, had several guns fired from multiple points in the home while his seven children were inside. Police also saying the suspected gunman died of a self-inflicted wound. President Biden says Republicans are walking away from America's obligations overseas. Frustration as Republican-led House is taking a two-week break without bringing legislation providing military aid to Ukraine and Israel to the floor. And starting today, the International Court of Justice in The Hague is once again looking into Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories, opening up hearings. They're part of the Palestinian effort to get the international community to examine Israel's conduct as Israel continues its war against Hamas. Those are today's top stories. Taking a look now at what's happening around the sports landscape. Austin, anything interesting?
Yeah, we've actually got a couple things going on tonight. We'll start with the Daytona 500. It's taking place this afternoon after being postponed over the weekend. NASCAR made the official call Sunday morning with rain in the forecast all day. And Joey Logano did start on the pole when the race got underway at 3 p.m. Right now, they are on lap 66 of 200 here. Chase Elliott is in first place right now.
Is that on, what's that, on Fox?
Yes, it's on Fox. Also, as for basketball, because basketball is going to be kind of the talk of the town for sports today, we'll start with college action tonight. In women's, number 13, LSU takes on Texas A&M at 6 o'clock on the SEC Network, while number 19, Notre Dame, tips off against Duke at the same time on ESPN2. After that, in men's, we've got number 6, Iowa State, visiting number 2, Houston at 8 on ESPN, so that's a big one there. And Joe, you were a big fan of the All-Star game this weekend, the All-Star,
you know,
NBA stuff.
I need to issue a formal apology on behalf of anybody who heard what I had to say about the NBA's All-Star weekend, because what I saw on Sunday was a complete hot garbage.
Why is that?
Oh, it was awful. The effort and just the no bleeps given by anybody on the court. It didn't used to be that way. Now, I'm not going to be the old guy, because I realize that that's one of the things that you both love and hate about me. Talking about, you know, get off my lawn, and back in my day, this was how it used to be. But yeah. I do remember a time in the late 90s and the early to mid-2000s where, yeah, it was not Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
No.
But it was the world's best pickup basketball game.
Yeah,
and you would have a little bit of defense, and there would be guys breaking sweats, and in the fourth quarter when it got to crunch time, you know, guys would play some defense, and you know, because they'd be trying to win.
Yeah,
that was nothing like anything remotely close to what I saw last night. Didn't watch maybe a total of 5 to 10 minutes combined, but I was like, nope, I'm done with this. So, yeah, until further notice, I am out of the NBA All-Star game, and it was embarrassing for the league. And a league who has gone out of their way leading up to this weekend, because the NBA treats its All-Star weekend a bit differently than the other leagues do, in that they really view this as a showcase of their sport. And maybe, you know, that's probably a big problem there. Because for everybody else, you know, the NFL, the Pro Bowl has always been a, you know, used to be in Hawaii. And so it was like after the Super Bowl, the week after the Super Bowl, it was a chance for the NFL players to, you know, refresh and regroup and you know, get out there. But you can't play exhibition football. And so that caught up to the league. And so we've seen the changes that they've done. But exhibition basketball, I think, is a little bit different. But just to see how it has just descended into this awful product on Sunday. You got Luka launching three-quarters court with literally just picking the ball up at the end line and then just launching it. You've got guys just standing there as people go up for layups. And it, what was it, like 389 points or something like that? It was something stupid.
It was the highest scoring ever. The final score was 211 to 186. So what's that, 190 or 397?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just Adam Silver, I liked how frustrated he was and sounded when he was doing the post-game awards there. Now, I will give the NBA credit for one thing, is that I think that the three-point shooting contest between Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu, I think that went really well.
Yeah, no, it was the reactions to that were overwhelmingly positive. And for those who didn't see, Steph Curry did win 29-26.
It came down to the last rack in the corner, and he missed the first one. And there was like, oh, okay, is he about to lose this? And then he hits the last four. So, yeah, it had some intrigue. But it was the one thing on All-Star Saturday night. I didn't watch any of it. I went out to dinner with my wife and little one, but later on, scrolling through TikTok, I searched for that because I was interested in that.
So, because it was something new.
It was something new, and I think that has a place moving forward, and I wouldn't be surprised if they expanded it a little bit because Caitlin Clark's coming into the WNBA next year. I would have to believe that they will want her involved, and so maybe you do a Sabrina and Caitlin Clark versus Clay and Steph, or Steph and another all-star, just something like that.
Just something fun, and that's the thing. I mean, that's what really got people's attention. Ionescu tied Damian Lillard, who actually won the official three-point contest. They tied each other with 26 points. And speaking of Dame, he was the MVP. I'll give him his flowers there, I guess, in the All-Star game. He scored 36 points. What do you think about the, and we'll be quick with this one because it's almost 4:45. What do you think about Mac McClung? The G Leaguer goes back-to-back in the dunk contest.
Good for him. I haven't taken the dunk contest seriously probably since Vince Carter was doing it.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I mean, whether it be just in basketball as a whole or in the dunk contest, you see the status of player that's in these, like making these high-level dunks. It just goes down and down and down.
Yep.
Let's see. Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not much to dig into here. We do have some backups developing. It seems like they're very mild on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway and maybe on North Davis Highway itself near the intersection with Airport Boulevard. But outside of that, that's very minor stuff. There shouldn't be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
Chilly weather overnight with lows dropping down into the 30s. Skies all clear, and it will be beautiful and sunny on Tuesday. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the 60s, mainly middle 60s. We'll be closer to 70 a little bit later in the week, and a jump ahead to the weekend shows nice dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at what's going on in health, business, and science today. A dead satellite is returning to Earth this week. ERS-2 is one of the European Space Agency's advanced observation satellites. From 1995 to 2011, it tracked everything from shrinking polar ice to atmospheric composition. Most of the satellite is set to burn up on reentry on Wednesday morning. No clear prediction on where any remaining debris will land. So I guess keep your head on a swivel on Wednesday.
And taking antidepressants like Prozac while pregnant can hinder a child's brain development and possibly cause mental disorders later in life. That's the findings in a new study published last week in the journal Nature Communications. Experts say that antidepressants that raise serotonin levels can influence how the brain learns and adjusts.
Also, I've noticed that you are in need of a new pair of shoes.
Sure.
So I have just the pair for you.
Oh, really?
Donald Trump is launching his own line of sneakers.
Oh, my goodness.
He announced the launch on... I mean, look, somebody's got to pay the $350 million civil fine he just got.
Yeah.
So he was at SneakerCon in Philadelphia. Not exactly the type of crowd that you would expect to be on the side of Donald Trump, but he told the crowd he's wanted to do this for a long time, and he thinks the shoes will be a big success. This line called Trump Sneakers is available for pre-order. It's got three different pairs you can choose from, ranging from $200 to $400.
Yeah. I'm not buying those. I'll look them up. I'll see what they look like.
Now, the pair that he had with him, they were like gold, just like solid gold color.
Yeah.
I would imagine those are the $400 pair. This is very LeVar Ball, big baller brandish of him.
Yeah, I mean, they're sneakers, and they've got a gold color, and they got a T on it. So
You can text us if you're a Trump fan. Can we see you on the basketball courts in the Air Trumps?
let us know. Yeah, lacing up the Trump ones.
Yeah.
A new CDC report shows that the effects of long COVID are lingering longer among people who live in certain states, Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
Oh, that's me.
Sorry.
Long COVID is most prevalent in West Virginia, Montana, and Alabama, where about 1 in 10 people surveyed reported experiencing the effects. The CDC says that overall, nearly 7% of U.S. adults have had long COVID. Dr. Mark Siegel of NYU Langone Medical Center in New York cites multiple studies that show getting 3 COVID shots or more significantly decreases the risk. Symptoms of long COVID, defined as lasting 3 months or more, include brain fog, persistent fatigue, shortness of breath, cough, rapid heart rate, or cardiac arrhythmia. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
I had never heard of long COVID. I was wondering what it was for five seconds until she said it's COVID that you've had for a long time.
Yeah, that makes sense. Axios, by the way, reports that Trump's high top sneakers, the $400 variety, sold out within hours.
What?
You know, I don't know if that was just like 10 pairs or how many pairs, but yeah, they're pretty, I don't know what the word is.
Pretentious.
They're
gaudy.
Gold, solid gold. Yeah, you got like a big, I would kind of look at them like almost like boxing high tops, like, you know, like the high top Converse look.
Yeah.
But they're solid gold. They've got a solid T on the side, on the outside. And then the back panel is an American flag that's wrapped around the basically your Achilles. It's an American flag. So that's the visual there. And it's got red soles on the bottom, some white in between. So, yeah, apparently selling out in high demand. Okay, so, yeah, only 1,000 pairs were available. So...
Wow, but if they were 400 each.
Super limited, yeah. Well, that's what? What is that?
I mean, 1,000 times 400, isn't that 400,000?
400,000, there you go.
In a few hours, not bad.
That's a small dent into his spine there. pop culture notes, Barbie, the big winner of this year's People's Choice Awards. The fan-voted awards were handed out last night. Barbie winning for both Movie of the Year, Comedy of the Year as well. Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling both got Female and Male Movie Stars of the Year. Taylor Swift also a big winner. Travis Kelce named Athlete of the Year as well.
Yeah, no surprises there. Bob Marley, One Love, is the big winner at the box office over the President's Day holiday stretch. The biopic made $51 million from Valentine's Day through Monday and was initially expected to make $35 million over the six-day period. Sony's Spider-Verse film, Madam Web, made over $25 million during the holiday stretch, coming in right where it was projected to finish.
Texter says, not a Trump hater, but thought of the headline with the shoe pun, he is officially selling his soul.
Oh, that's good.
I like that. Very, very clever there. 4:50, we'll take a break. On that note, wacky stories and some good news to wrap up hour number one of Pensacola right now.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Do you have a child in Escambia County Public Schools? Do you feel connected to all the resources your family needs? Resources like free tutoring, aftercare, and scholarships? Come to Podcastapalooza to see the people behind the resources, get your questions answered, and meet the guests behind the episodes of the Voices United in Education podcast. There will be a live presentation by Animal Tales, and BAM Snowballs will be serving up their famous snow cones. Plus, one lucky guest will win a $250 Amazon gift card. Be at Washington High School on Saturday, March 2nd, 10 to 2.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had another installment of Days of Our Milton, the drama over hiring Randy Jorgensen back as interim city manager, and the weird filing by Mayor Heather Lindsay against the law license of Alex Andrade, which they dismissed at the bar, and then which Alex forwarded on to the city council, so we'll see what they do with it. Also, someone who confessed to being a white supremacist at a Senate hearing over monument protection in Tallahassee. Find all those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Haven't been dealing with much, but we have since gotten an accident report. If you are traveling, let's see here. It looks like if you are traveling southbound on North 9th Avenue towards Ash Drive, that's, let's see, what's a more notable street?
Is that anywhere near Fairfield by chance?
That's what I'm looking for. If you are traveling south, yes, it is. If you're traveling south towards Fairfield Drive, yeah. Closer to Ash Drive, though, if you know where that is. We do have an accident report there that's causing some issues. Nothing too severe at this point, but it is getting backed up in that immediate vicinity. Also have a little bit of issues on Brent Lane, maybe. Very minor, though, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right. As you were beginning that, texter telling us in that area, six police cars, ambulance, fire trucks all heading that way.
So, wow.
Yeah, we'll see if that leads to any significant slowdowns there. 4:54, here's Alan with the forecast.
Chilly weather overnight with lows dropping down into the 30s. Skies all clear, and it will be beautiful and sunny on Tuesday. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the 60s, mainly middle 60s. We'll be closer to 70 a little bit later in the week, and a jump ahead to the weekend shows nice dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 4:55 now at News Radio 92.3, listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Taking a look at some wackier stuff in the news. A guy in D.C., talk about just heartbreak here. A guy in D.C. is suing Powerball for incorrectly telling him he won a lot of money.
Oh, my.
Last January, a guy named John Cheeks bought a Powerball ticket. Then he checked the winning numbers online a day after the drawing, and they matched. The jackpot was $340 million. So he did all the things you're supposed to. He took a photo of the ticket. He told just one other person about it. Then he went in to cash it in. And they told him, so you actually didn't win. Mm. Washington, D.C.'s official lottery site had posted the wrong numbers. So instead of matching all five in the Powerball jackpot, he got none of them. Now he is suing them, and the D.C. lottery says they listed the wrong numbers for 3 days, and he wants them to pay up. Yes. I am fully in support of that lawsuit.
No, I mean, I 100% agree, because, I mean, that is just a mishap that you can't afford to have happen. Old landline phones with a cord are the hot new thing to own for Gen Zers. Being a member of Gen Z, this does not surprise me in the slightest. It's kind of like how, like, the revived interest in vinyls. One girl says it makes her feel like she's on Sex and the City, and she likes the thrill of not knowing who's calling. What? Retro stuff from the 90s and early 2000s is big right now in general. That also includes flip phones and original iPods. Flip phones? I have never seen a Gen Zer with a flip phone in recent memory, and that's probably purposeful. They probably don't want to get made fun of.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. Original iPods were cool, though.
Oh, yeah. No,
cool. My first iPod that I had was the iPad. I want to say it was a Shuffle, or maybe it was the I don't remember what it was called, because they had like the Nano, you had the Shuffle, and the original iPod, which was just a cinder block in your palm. But yeah, good memories there of early Apple products. Also in Wacky Stories, I'm not sure if this is sweet or if this would be kind of like a cow getting a happy birthday card from a butcher.
Ooh.
A nursing home in the UK got a big batch of Valentine's Day cards for its residents. It raised some eyebrows, though, because all of the cards came from a nearby funeral home.
Oh, come on.
While they were all tastefully done, it sounds like the residents liked them. Some family members were upset, saying it's insensitive and shameless marketing. Which side of the fence are you on?
I mean, it says shameless marketing. If that is why they were doing it, if it's like, hey, you're going to die soon, so check this out. If no, if that was their intention, that's wrong. Like, I don't care how tastefully it appeared to be done. Because there is such thing as passive aggressive. Like, and that would fit the definition.
Think of us.
Yes. Yeah. Think of us when you're.
While we're thinking of you.
When you're on your deathbed. Yeah. 50-year-old Shane Rose is a 3-time Olympic medalist in horse jumping. He's from Australia. His last medal was a silver at the 2020 Olympics, and he had a great chance of making the next Olympics too, but maybe not anymore because he's currently not allowed to compete after wearing a Borat style mankini at a recent event. He hasn't officially been suspended yet, but he's not allowed to compete until Australia's governing body for equestrian sports reviews his case. Selections for their Olympic team happen in June, and the games start in late July. He likes to have a good time. At the same event, he also wore a gorilla suit and a Duffman superhero costume from The Simpsons, but it sounds like the mankini is what really ticked off the fancy horse people who were there.
Yeah,
fancy horse people.
Yeah. Equestrian, man. They're pretty fancy.
Yeah.
Good news. People praising a school bus driver in Kentucky named Larry Farish for being an outstanding human.
I asked him, I was like, what's going on? What happened? And he simply looked up and said, I don't have pajamas. And I said, well, this morning you were crying. And I felt it. So I want your day to be a little bit better. And I asked him, I said, would you try the pajamas on when you get to class and have a great day? A lot of times we're the first person after their parents leave that they see. And we're the last person they see before they go home. So we can make a big difference in a child's life just by saying good morning.
That he's kind and that his heart is filled with joy.
Yeah, so the story goes, the bus driver found out a 6-year-old boy was sad because he didn't have PJs to wear for pajama day at school. So Larry dropped everybody off, rushed over to a store, bought some PJs for him, and brought them back to change into.